This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Hundreds of people rallied in Pakistan's port city of Karachi protesting the Supreme Court's decision to acquit a Christian woman sentenced to death on blasphemy charges. The rally was organized by the Jamiat Ulema-e-Islam political party, and one local leader of the party said the protest demanding the Supreme Court ruling be overturned and the woman be executed. This is our demand, that this lady is hanged publicly because she committed blasphemy. The session court and high courts awarded her the death penalty, but the Supreme Court made the ruling to release her. I think the Supreme Court's decision is against the Quran. Aisha Bibi was arrested in 2009 and convicted and sentenced to death in 2010 for insulting the Prophet Muhammad when she offered water to Muslim women. Hundreds of mourners turned out to remember the Christians who were killed when their minibus in which they were traveling was attacked by terrorists outside a monastery, that is, in southern Egypt on Friday. Many survivors of that attack, mostly women and children, were transported to Cairo, where they're being treated for gunshot wounds. Edward Uranian reporting.
Friday's attack and a similar attack on Coptic pilgrims to the same monastery in May of last year were carried out by terrorists who infiltrated the MENA region coming from Libya, according to Egyptian security sources. Ahmed al-Mismari, who is the spokesman for Eastern Libya military commander General Khalifa Haftar, has accused both Qatar and Sudan of supporting terrorists that have infiltrated Egypt and operate in the desert. Both countries deny the charges. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has praised the restoration of U.S. sanctions on Iran that were lifted under the 2015 nuclear deal. Netanyahu, a staunch opponent of the agreement concluded by the Obama administration, says President Trump had made a historic decision by restoring sanctions against what he called the murderous terror regime in Iran that is endangering the entire world. The Trump administration restored sanctions targeting Iran's shipping, financial, and energy sectors, but carved out exemptions for 8 countries that can still import oil from Iran without penalty. A week after the deadly synagogue shooting in the U.S. city of Pittsburgh, show up for Shabbat services were held across the country. AP's Julie Walker is in New York with our report.
Here at the Central Synagogue in Manhattan, the pews are packed and the 11 victims of the Pittsburgh synagogue shooting are being remembered. Worshipper Stephen Kent says he's Episcopalian but wanted to show his support of Show Up for Shabbat.
It's such a tragedy that happened in Pittsburgh, and I was touched by the calling of the Jewish community to welcome non-Jews into their synagogues today. So I couldn't resist and I came. It was a wonderful feeling.
Outside the synagogue, heavily armed police stand guard, and to get in, you have to go through a metal detector. Julie Walker, New York.
Nigeria's military is facing criticism after sending out a tweet that appeared to use President Trump's comments as justification for shooting and killing protesters. The tweet, which was since been deleted, referenced a video of Mr. Trump where he suggested U.S. soldiers on the country's southern border may open fire if migrants throw rocks at them. President Trump insisted he meant that rock throwers should be arrested. The tweet on the Nigerian Army's Twitter account stated, "Please watch and make your deductions." Nigeria's main Shiite Muslim movement says the army has killed at least 50 of its members who were protesting this week. As the U.S. national elections approach, early voting is surpassing totals from the so-called midterm elections from 4 years ago. AP's Tim McGuire reporting.
More than 30 million people have already cast ballots in 48 states, at least 2 million more than early and absentee ballots cast in 2014. And some states are getting close to their pre-election day votes from 2016. Just over a third of registered voters went to the polls in 2014, while the last presidential election drew more than 60%. Forecasters aren't saying this year's totals will reach that mark, but it could be around half, a level not hit in the midterms since the 1960s. I'm Tim McGuire.
And I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.